I have been thinking a lot recently, but I don't want to make a habit of it because it's such hard work. I started thinking for myself at the age of about 25. Most young men don't think at all before that age, as the crime statistics, traffic accident figures, and maternity statistics prove. Some men never think for their entire lives, as any woman will confirm. Thinking is simply the coherent connection of one thought with another in search of the answer to a problem. What makes it so difficult is the discipline of keeping on track and not being distracted by stray images or thoughts or emotions that drift into the mind. We need to be quiet and focused, and the whole of modern life is a challenge to being quiet and focused on anything. Crossword puzzles are a good example of what we might call recreational thinking. They demand a mental effort, but we assume that, as with physical exercise, the effort will be worth it. Not thinking, on the other hand, is easy, like watching television. It allows us to swim in the images and emotions of the moment, literally without a thought. I'm sure that many people have been thinking more and harder than usual recently. There is an uneasy feeling that sooner or later we won't be allowed to think at all, at least not publicly. Already certain ideas and words are banned, and higher education is under attack. Colleges and universities are where young people learn how to think critically, which under the present regime means thinking subversively. Education matters especially because it brings young people, possibly for the first time, into contact with those who can think at a high level. Thinking is out of fashion, along with coherent language, logic and science. Even education itself is out of fashion. This is a cultural disaster, because these things have brought us a long way, all the way from barbarism to civilization, and from tyranny to democracy. Voltaire wrote, "When the population becomes interested in thinking, all is lost." He meant all is lost for the ruling class, and in the 18th century, some philosophers believed that rational thinking would take us all the way to an ideal society. But we seem to have fallen at the last fence. The future is in the past, back to the 1950s, or perhaps a couple of centuries before that. People won't stop thinking, of course. Everyone thinks all the time. It's not just philosophizing, but a way of answering all kinds of practical questions. The great difference is between thinking freely, without barriers, and thinking within some closed ideological or theological system. Open-minded thinking always includes the proviso, "I might be wrong about this," which saves us from a great many disasters. The ability to think freely and openly and to express our thoughts is an extraordinary privilege. We mustn't lose it just when we need it most. This is David Boucher.